we were like the only game in town where people are going to go to the polls, period, as this pandemic was taking hold. And that's when you saw Evers really try to pull out all the stops to delay the election. And it was like just a whiplash of court decision, action, court decision, court decision. Election was on.
I seem to remember the coverage from outside Wisconsin covering Wisconsin's election on April 7th during a pandemic as kind of having this tinge of Wisconsin is crazy right now for having an in-person vote seemed to be a bit of the national consensus. Is that what you remember as well?
Yes. And the other lasting image of the April 6th primary was Assembly Speaker Robin Voss at a polling site in his home district around Burlington in southeastern Wisconsin, saying it's safe to vote in person while he's wearing all his PPE garb, and people going, that's not really an image that suggests it's safe to be there in person if you're wearing all this stuff. It's an image that lasted for a long time. And there are people in Madison who believe that that experience kind of shaped Voss's view of how to approach COVID-19 for the rest of the year.
It's a popular view that on the state government level that Wisconsin is this hyper-polarized state, this hyper-partisan state between a Democratic governor and a Republican-controlled legislature. My question is, how in your view, has this year of COVID affected that? Has polarization intensified even more, or does it have a different look and feel, or is it similar to where we were a year ago?
Look, we all know alcohol doesn't change your personality. It amplifies your personality. In the same vein, a crisis doesn't change who you are. It amplifies who you are. And in this Capitol, it is basically not functioning at this point. There is a broken relationship between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican lawmakers. Part of it is split government, but in a functioning Capitol, you would have people on both sides. And I'm trying to stress this. It's not just like group A is blamed or group B is blamed. There's blame to go around. In a functioning Capitol, you would find ways to get things done in spite of your differences and look for common ground. That is not happening in the Capitol right now.
I know that each week in the Wispolitics report, there's a stock report, right? Rising, falling, staying steady. If you were to extrapolate that over the past year, who are the figures that come to your mind most prominently as rising or falling in the past year in Wisconsin politics?
I mean, the governor's people think he did a great job, you know, dealing with COVID-19. Republicans don't. That's pretty universal. Robin Voss didn't win many Democratic fans in how he handled COVID-19 in 2020. It's the way it is. We were dysfunctional in 2020. And it's not getting any better right now through the early parts of 2021. And I don't know if there's going to be somebody who is the big enough person to step in and say, okay, I know you've insulted me X thousand times, but I'm going to be the bigger person and say, let's get this done.
What are you most interested to see about how things develop in year two of Wisconsin politics during COVID? What are you keeping your eye on most?
So we did see a little sprout of an olive branch with a revised unemployment insurance bill that passed both houses overwhelmingly and the governor signed. But it's probably a sign when getting a bill done by a large margin is actually noteworthy in the Capitol, because it's so rare that it happens right now. There are a lot of fights on the horizon. I'm just trying to figure out where can they actually agree and get things done rather than staying in their corners and fighting about things that are maybe markers in 2022.